This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Nothing makes you feel older than the progress of electronics. When you think about landline phones, fax machines, dial-up internet, those are things of the past, but also inventions people born after the year 2000 may have never even heard of.
Yeah, like a corded phone has got to be just foreign to Gavin, whereas for me, I used to get tied up in it, you know. Yeah.
Well, what year were you born?
68.
68, and yikes. You were in 96?
95.
Okay. Well, I found a list of phrases that have to do with the use of electronics from the past, and let's see if you two understand them. So the first one is, get off the phone, I need to use the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, well, because the phone line and the internet used to be shared. It was the same line that would come in. And then we got this thing where it was like a splitter, a filter device that would let you use DSL, which would let you use the phone and the computer at the same time. You couldn't do that before. But you had to use one or the other.
Right, but at the beginning, right. No one could be on the phone right. And the internet at the same time.
Like
and
now.
It wouldn't connect to the internet right away. You'd have to dial
so
up
slow.
Into it. It would take like at least a minute or two.
You've heard that.
Yeah.
That was dialing up on the internet. And then if you picked up the phone and you heard that, you're like, someone's on the internet. I got a call. Get off the phone.
All right. What about this one? Be kind. Rewind.
Oh, yeah. That's a phrase that I've heard, but I actually don't know what it means.
It comes from Blockbuster when you used to go and rent videos and they would put a sticker on there that would say,
sure.
Be kind. Rewind. And if you didn't rewind, they charge you a dollar.
Yep.
You actually got charged.
You got charged a dollar if you didn't rewind.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they would, when you brought your video back, they would open your video, they'd look at it, and then they'd
close it. A VHS tape, not a DVD.
Yeah, yeah, they'd open it, see it was rewound, close it, and put it away. Yeah.
And then this one, don't touch that dial, we'll be right back.
I don't get that.
TVs used to have a dial.
Like, not a remote.
Yeah, it was not a remote.
Oh.
It was not a touch screen. You know, you had a little clicker dial that you would go up and change
the
channel.
You actually had to get up.
Yeah.
And get off the couch, then go turn the knob until.
That's why you had kids. Like that, like back in the day, that is why you had kids to get up. They were your human remotes to change the channel.
The past sounds so difficult.
Oh, yeah, the past was horrible. You know, the future is great. You're living in the modern world, Gavin. It's amazing.
Thank goodness.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the power of the written word. They say the pen is mightier than the sword, and Betty Rock has actually experienced what it's like to write a company and get something that you probably shouldn't have gotten.
In Columbia, Tennessee, there is a thing called Mule Day, and I try to go to it as often as I can every year. And one of my visits, I got a t-shirt, and sadly, when I went to wash it, I washed it with some chapstick. It got all the stuff all over. It was nasty. So I needed to get it replaced. I thought, well, I'm going to email the company and see if they have any more. I did, and they sent it to me for free in the mail.
That is crazy. That is amazing customer service.
I know.
Amazing.
So recently, I went on a trip with a friend, and I lost my Mule Day hat that I had just bought for this year.
And as far as Mule Day hats go, it was a nice hat.
I see how you said that. Anyways, it's this valuable thing that you just can't. You can't replace with just another hat.
No.
So I thought, well, I got lucky the last time with a free shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be nice this year and do a free hat.
So you have written the Mule Day folk and said,
yes.
Hey, I have never looked as pretty as I did in my Mule Day hat. I had fellers in Dooley's looking at me saying,
okay.
Hey, girl.
Okay.
And I need that in my life.
And maybe they'll understand,
yeah.
You know. Hopefully they have a computer that actually works over there, but we'll
yeah,
see.
This is one of two things. Like, okay, so either the Mule Day company are like, wow, this girl cannot keep it together and keep our stuff. Or this is God telling you you should not be wearing Mule Day gear, that it's going to keep you single.
I'm pretty sure it's not that. I need this in my life, so maybe I'm going to get lucky and they're going to send me a free hat.
I don't know. Yeah, will lightning strike Mule Day twice for you? I have no idea. But all right, so I'm curious. What is the thing that maybe you got for free or replaced or just a good experience you got when you wrote a company and you said, hey, even if I wasn't deserving of it, you know, here was the problem and they chose to go above and beyond and solve it. So you got something maybe for free from them. I mean, Betty Rock even had a good experience with a flight recently being delayed and they gave her a hotel, which like so rarely happens
anymore.
Hooked
us up with a free hotel room and food vouchers.
And you know what? You stayed in a nice place. They hooked you up, but had you been wearing a Mule Day
there's no telling what we could have gotten.
Four Seasons. That's what would have happened right then and there. So, you know, put that in your letter to the Mule Day folk, too. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you got for free because you took the time to write a company? What is something that you got for free just for writing a company, Kelly?
Well, I went to the art exhibit. I guess you're familiar with that, right, in Kentucky?
Yeah. The Ark exhibit, okay. With Moses.
Yeah.
I mean, with Noah.
Wow, she's not totally familiar with it.
I got it.
Okay, so we're at the Ark exhibit, and they had just painted some of the walls. We were taking pictures, but the walls were kind of a yellow color, and I had this jean jacket. I guess I had brushed against the wall, and it had got this yellow paint on the wall. But I didn't know until I walked away. Somebody behind me said, hey, you got yellow paint on you. And I thought, oh, no. And it was really bad. It wasn't just a little bit. It was really bad. But I came home, didn't say anything to anybody there, came home, tried to wash it. It didn't work. So I thought, okay, so it's the art exhibit. I mean, these are Christian people. They're going to do the right thing, right? So I wrote them. And the director called me, asked for my cell phone number, and called me personally and asked how much I paid for this jacket and said, I'm going to send you the money for the jacket, and I'm going to send you a free t-shirt. And he did, and it was great.
Oh, wow. See, again, like, that's going above and beyond, and you'll talk well about them.
Absolutely.
I haven't been there. What's the best part of the Ark exhibit?
Oh, my goodness, all of it.
Oh, you really liked it. Did it kind of bring that story to life for you, you know, from the Bible?
It really did. Just to see it when you arrive and you see the just how grand it is, but the best part for me was going in, you hear the sounds of what sounds like rain and a storm.
Just, that's cool. Yeah. Hope the bathrooms are really located nearby. So, Mary, what happened for you?
My two younger daughters, 3 and 5, were in this great daycare, and, you know, they had picture day and all, and had good pictures taken. But a few months later, my younger daughter, Kayla, she was 3, passed away tragically. We contacted the photography company, you know, saying, hey, we need to get some more pictures. And they said, well, you know, let us try to find this, and we'll get back with you. Well, within several days, we got this huge package of pictures, 11 by 14s, 8 by 10s, wallets of every picture that there was, every shot that there was, every set. I mean, it was just a massive box. It was just a gift.
That had to bring tears to your eyes for sure.
Oh my gosh. And they even followed up to make sure we got the package. And did we need more?
Wow.
You know, and it was like just the compassion, the heart, the love. I mean, from total strangers.
And then they gave you so many of them, you could share them with other members of your family that would be missing her as well, which is really, that's just so great.
We were so overwhelmed with love that it just, I mean, I could cry sitting here now telling you about it. And this has been this was in 1993, and it still touches my heart.
Up Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we play a lot of great music here on the show that sadly from time to time I ruin for people. Because
sadly.
I know. Because I get songs stuck in my head with different words all the time. Like, you know that song Promises by Maverick City Music? The one where it starts off, God of Abraham.
Yeah,
I always
great.
Go like, God of Abraham, he loves himself some Spam. And I would just keep singing that over and over and over mm-hmm. again. And, you know, and then it gets to this point here. Great is your faith. And I was still thinking about Spam and how instead of faithfulness, it could be tastefulness. And before you know it, I got a jingle for Spam out of this thing.
Do you feel like sometimes using a Christian song,
yeah.
one that talks about Jesus
yes.
and what he's done for us?
Yes.
And then changing it to talk about Spam
right.
might be a bit
I
dicey.
I see how people could have a problem with that.
Okay.
I understand
all
that.
All right. Well,
but
as long as you see it.
I also know that God ordained Spam. And he made this for a time such as this.
I don't know.
That we
that's,
could enjoy.
That's
well,
a long leap.
Hold your judgment till after you hear the song.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about it. So here you go. This is my parody song for Promises by Maverick City Music. They were so successful until I ruined this song.
Blue and yellow can fill to the brim with Spam. Tasty, slimy meat. Used to use a key to open can, but we now just pull slowly. Though the storms may come, this stuff lasts 4 years. It's beyond freezer. You can heat it up on a plate or cup. Its shape will not swerve. Great is your tastefulness to me. Great is your tastefulness to me. Sweet Hawaiian treat got that unique smell. Thank you. Abraham gave manna in a can, and he called it Spam.
Manna in a can should be their new slogan.
Once again, you have ruined a great song.
And by ruined, like when the kids say, oh, that is so bad, they mean it's good. Like,
no,
by ruined,
I
like,
didn't mean that at all.
You totally ruined that. It's dope.
Nope. I meant ruined as in bad.
Okay. We'll have to ask Maverick City Music next time they come in what they think.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's The Wally Show.
I've always wanted to break a world record, but I need something easy. I looked at teeter-tottering, but then it was a lot of time, a lot longer than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like hours?
Days.
Oh.
Like weeks. Yeah,
oh,
it's a lot of time. And so I this is one I could have done, but I'm a little too young, believe it or not. There were a group of 100 skydivers all across the globe that got together. You had to be 60 years or older to be in this skydiving club, and they boarded planes with the hopes of setting a world record, okay? So they need 107 people, and their age ranges are 60 to 78. And I love one of my favorite quotes from one of the guys is great. Just because you're, I should read it like an old guy. Just because you're over 60 doesn't mean you have to sit down and wait to participate in activities, said Frederick Weisner, 75. There are all kinds of possibilities you can do. I scuba dive as well. I used to ski, and this is my favorite line. Skydiving is the cat's meow.
Oh, bless him.
That's what you expect a 75-year-old guy to say. It's the cat's meow.
That's sweet, though. But I mean, that's great because I'm sure I've heard a lot of people say, like, you don't feel your age.
Right.
You still feel like you're young. And I'm sure this makes those people that are older feel like they're younger.
Absolutely. To break the record, they had to do a specific formation and all link up together in the sky. And they only have a minute to do it, which, I mean, at 75, it can take you a minute to get off the couch. And so, like, these guys, like, all doing this in a minute is pretty amazing. So how did it go? Well, after 4 days of preparation and 7 jumps, they were close to making it, but they missed it by one person.
No way.
Yeah, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
Get it together.
Jerry, like you just, there's always a Jerry, and he messed it up for all of them. It's so sad. Now they have to wait till next year. It's not like they could just do it next week. They've got to wait till next year, which is a bummer because at their age, you know.
Stop.
But, honestly, who am I to talk? I'm still hobbling around from a pickleball injury, so all these guys are going to be here next year, and they'll probably make that record, and I'll probably still be limping. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the Bible says, pride goeth before a fall. Living it right now. The Lord has a sense of poetic justice, which you just can't tinker with.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've been talking on the show about my God-given best feature that he gave me. Didn't give me a lot to work with, let's be honest. You've seen me.
Yep.
Didn't have to agree. It's rhetorical.
Oh, sorry.
But my calves. The Lord gave me some amazing calves, okay? And so, I don't know. I mean, I could be a calf model.
And you say this has been recent that you've been bragging about it, but Gavin, am I incorrect in saying this has been years?
I've known you for a few years. Okay. It's something you talk about often, and you're the only one who talks about it as well.
Yeah, no one else seems to mention your calves.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand that. Because you know what? Yeah. They probably don't want to make me feel weird about being so calf laden beautiful. Recently I went and I played a new sport called pickleball, which is like miniature tennis with paddles, and a lot of older people play it, and it
makes sense.
It should not have been a big deal, honestly. I should have had a fun day. I have somehow injured my calves, my money makers, if you will. If I was modeling, I would be out of a career right now. But somehow my calves are knotted up and in so much pain, and I'm limping all around because both calves went down. And that's the Lord going, you know what? I blessed you with beautiful calves. But with great calves comes bigger responsibility, Spider-Man or whatever. With great power comes great responsibility. That's the same thing that I'm living right now. And the Lord took it away. Gives and he takes away. He gave me this gift for the world. And then when I used it improperly and celebrated my own calfiness, he took it away from me. And so now I'm struggling.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
How do you get through each day?
Don't know. with a limp right now. And so I'm on the mend, though. I'm doing a lemongrass regimen and a massage gun. And
I don't know who you are anymore.
I don't either. I should have my calves back into tip-top shape, modeling shape, by next week, hopefully.
Oh, you know. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, this is how the Lord humbled me. I am going to start a charity for other people with injured calves.
When does it end?
Maybe a GoFundMe. I found a new purpose in life, a new mission that God has given me from my affliction, okay?
Your affliction. Your thorn in the side,
yes,
if you will.
Yes. And so I am curious, though, in all seriousness.
This is the serious
thing. Yeah. No, has there ever been a way that God humbled you? Like, maybe you got things out of, you know, whack or out of balance, and God had to right that situation, and he kind of brought you back down, you know? And because I think it happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah, because we're all prideful.
Absolutely, in our own little ways, you know. And
even if it means your calves.
I know. I mean, my story is horrific, but 855-33-WAY-FM. I've been vulnerable here, and I hope that you'll do the same. What was that time that God humbled you? 855-33-WAY-FM. It can be silly or serious. Doesn't matter. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Seth, what was your humbling moment from God?
Years ago, I used to be a bit of a gym rat, so it worked out, but it became really just more of an idol worship.
Yeah, like you go to the gym, you're like, I'm looking good. You're adding the LBs, and you're taking pride in the way that you look because you're putting in the work. And I understand that, but it can get out of hand on you quickly.
Absolutely. It was a totally vanity thing for me, and the Lord was really working on me on that, and I just did not want to do that anymore. And so I prayed about it. I was like, Lord, take the vanity away from me, and he did. It was like totally gone. I did not need to go to the gym. I had no desire to do that.
You know, the same thing happened to me because I don't go to the gym because I was fearful of what beauty God could create inside
okay.
of me.
This is getting out of hand. I've let it go for this long, but now I've got to put a stop to it.
That's why I did this to myself.
Okay.
Is so that I wouldn't be vain, okay? FM, this is The Wally Show, and I just came across this story. Oh, man. Philadelphia is becoming the first major city to reinstate the indoor mask mandate.
No,
I know, because then you watch things like this, and you're like, okay, is this going to be a trend back across the country? They reported a sharp increase in coronavirus infections, and the city said, you know, this is, has a potential for a new wave of the Omicron subvariant, and they've seen like 50% rise in 10 days, and so they are locking her down.
Oh,
you know, yeah. It reminded me of the Fresh Prince song, Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him? Because you know where he was born, right?
West Philadelphia.
Yes, yeah. In West Philadelphia, getting cray, bringing face masks back to our days. Gotta wear them inside, even in school or playing b-ball and gym is the rule. See, that's what kind of the world they're going to be living under.
I see.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See what I did there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but apparently, though, this is where it gets a little, like, weird. The confirmed cases have risen to more than 140 per day, but it's still a fraction of what they had seen during the height of Omicron, like, because they have 46 patients in the hospital with COVID-19 right now.
46.
Yeah. So, I mean,
in this whole city of Philadelphia.
Yeah. And see, what's happening is like China, Beijing, and places like that lock down seriously heavy when they get a couple cases. They lock down a city of 18 million for 23 cases.
Mm. Wow.
And so when you look at this and you see Philadelphia going like that, you're like, wow. Here's where the confusion comes in, though. So the CDC says that Philadelphia is good and it's like should be an option for the you to wear a mask or not. But then the state overrides that the city overrides that and says, no, we're going to lock this down. And so that's where people get caught in this.
Yes,
this world.
No one knows what to do.
Exactly. There's one lady that they interviewed from Philadelphia and she was like a server and she was like, I wish they'd just pick one or the other. And let's just do that. You know, because now you'll be going into some places. Do I have to do this? Do I not have to do this? But really, the big thing, if you don't live in Philadelphia, obviously, is what does this mean for the rest of the country? Is this a warning shot of this is what is going to be the norm now again?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this an outlier? So
let's pray for the latter.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how this shakes out in Philadelphia and how it's going to end up affecting the rest of us.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Lance. Lance says, hey, I've been a longtime listener of your show, and one of my favorite segments is where you put your own producer, in quotes, spin on current Christian tracks. Because of you, I can no longer hear Stars Go Dim, their Heaven on Earth song, without hearing Blues Clues. That was one of my favorite mashups of those two, because I noticed that his song sounded a lot like Blues Clues.
Whoa, look who's here.
La
I'm proud of that one, honestly.
As you should be.
Thank you. And so Lance was like, you know what? I want to return the favor. So I took Danny Gokey's Stand in Faith, where he sings the I Believe, I Believe, I Believe part. It reminded me of Porky Pig stuttering. And every time I hear I expect him to say, that's all, folks. So I did an extended cut where Danny is joined by other groups who also want us to believe. So here you go. This is Lance's random act of audio. There you go. Wow. I did not know there were that many Believe songs, but he did a great job. Nicely done, Lance. I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath. Pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash-out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
One thing I think we can all come together on right now as a country is that nobody is happy when they see their gas tank running on low.
No, because you're like, how much is it going to cost me? I went and filled up my tiny truck the other day, and I had let it go all the way down till my light came on. I'm like, oh, it's not going to be good. And because you delay that pain.
Yeah.
And then it's worse because you drive your car all the way down the bottom, and it was like $75 to fill up my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because it's a truck, so that's just like a little bit more of a gas
using
guzzler.
Using the term truck loosely.
Sure, it's a little truck. It's a small guy truck.
Yeah, right now we're actually really grateful because my wife only has like this 3-minute drive to work.
Oh, nice.
So that's a huge saver. I'm envious of anyone who's still working from home. Those people are winning this right now. But one heroic company is offering solace for all of our bank accounts, Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
They are going to be running a new promotion for every Wednesday for the next 4 weeks. They are going to be selling a dozen donuts for the price of a national average price for the gas or for a gallon of gas. Right now,
okay.
That is $4.11 as opposed to the usual price of a dozen donuts, which is $8.
Okay, so basically half price donuts every Wednesday. I like where that's going. That makes me feel good. That's as good as a stimulus check.
But what's the bad thing is that everyone's going to show up in the drive-through line at Krispy Kreme, and you're going to be burning that valuable gas just to wait for those
that's a good point.
Donuts.
Because can I tell you something? Can I rant for a second?
You might. You
when
may.
Have you ever asked permission?
Sorry, I feel the
need. That's growth.
There is the Krispy Kreme near where we live in Cool Springs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there. They've closed down the lobby. You can't go in anymore. And they always have one person working. That's it. One person working the drive-thru. This poor person gets inundated. And the hot now sign's on. People flood there. And it takes forever to get your donuts. I mean, it's a real simple process. Donuts are a real simple thing. What donut would you like? Let me put it in a box and here you go. Okay? It's not rocket science, but it takes forever. And my wife loves Krispy Kreme, so to help her out, I sat in that massive line the other day. Oh. Yeah. And the whole time I was just madder in fish grease. And then you finally get your turn, like, hey girl, how are you? Good. Okay.
Is that what they say to you?
No, I say it to them. Oh, okay. You having a tough day today? Okay. And like, I've just been so mad prior to this, and so I want to be nice. nice. I don't want to make her day worse.
Right.
But oh my goodness, it is unconscionable. I literally was talking to my wife. I'm like, I need to work here. Like, I could fix this problem. I could solve this today.
You would eat your paycheck though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no way I'm walking out of there like not 100 pounds heavier. But yeah, it's just driving me crazy. And you're right, Rock. This is going to make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife will still make me go sit in that line though. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently we did a contest with Chris Tomlin where he was looking for a worship leader to open up for him at the iconic Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado in May. And you can still go see that show. It's going to be a great show. You can get tickets, ChrisTomlin.com. But he couldn't find one person that was good enough. He found two.
Woo!
That was in unison. Nicely done, you two. It was amazing. Like, he labored over the decision and found two people. Aaron McLean was one of the people who was opening, but then he went with another group called Sons the Band. And this is the fun part of our job when we get to call somebody and let them know that they have won something. But we wanted to have a little fun with them first, so we told them that they were a finalist and didn't tell them that Chris was on the Zoom call with us. And I love when people's dreams kind of come true, and so we kind of surprised them a little bit. Let me just dive into this. What do you guys love about doing worship music?
We're local church guys through and through, so it's kind of all we've ever really known and done in a lot of ways, but I think leading worship in particular, I love having the responsibility to gather people and also give them an experience and an encounter that's personal to them. Even in a mass group of people, whether it's 200 or 2,000, I think the Lord is just so particular about how he wants to work in each individual life. And so being able to like help lead and facilitate that is a crazy honor, and it's super powerful.
How long have you guys been doing this together? Because you guys are really good, man.
Thank you. We met in 2020, right at the beginning of pandemic.
So then you guys are newer. Have you guys opened for anybody else in that even amount of time to this level of a Chris Tomlin? Because you've heard of him, right? He's kind of well known.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah. No, man, that would be tops for us, for sure.
It almost feels like it's too soon for you guys, though. Like, you haven't spent enough time in vans together. You haven't paid your dues enough as a band.
It's true.
We should probably go ahead and just log out, and you guys.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
You
know?
It's probably not a bad idea. real quick, my boss wanted to ask you guys a question. Also, because this is a tough decision to make, man.
What's up, fellas?
Tomlin,
dude, what's up, man?
What's up,
bro? Love y'all's sound. I just want to say congratulations. You're going to be playing with me at Red Rocks.
What? And, you're joking, dude. Come on.
No, this is the real deal. No. You guys are going to play one of the nights with Chris at Red Rocks.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Again, it seems too soon for them. They haven't paid their dues, Chris.
I wish I started a band and in 1 year's time played Red Rocks. That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly right. Makes all those years in a van selling CDs out of your trunk seem like just not important.
We've done our fair share.
Yeah, we've done that for sure.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, for a year. Okay, so...
Thank you so much.
Hey, do you have any advice for them, Chris, on opening up for you?
You guys are setting the table, setting the stage. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, obviously, you know Red Rocks. People are going to be so fired up, and I look forward to seeing how you guys lead that night.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Sons the Band. You guys on a meteoric rise, which is crazy. But, man, great stuff, and you are going to be one of the bands opening up for Chris Tomlin at Red Rocks. So congratulations, fellas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see you soon. Thank you guys so much.
Here's a little bit of what Sons the Band sounds like if you can't see them at Red Rock. Only ever good, only ever good. I'm supposed to be out there too, and so I'm hoping they'll bring me out on stage for the woo part. part because I think I could crush that. If you want to see the whole video, like this is what I love with these videos. Like when you watch somebody's face, it's fun hearing it, but seeing it's even better. Just text the word red, R-E-D, to 91979, and we'll send you a link of that conversation, and you can see the excitement on their faces. And if you want to see the excitement on their faces, Aaron McLean and Chris Tomlin in worship with him at Red Rocks. It's May 24th and 5th, or 23rd and 24th. I'm sorry, I forgot. And you can get tickets now at ChrisTomlin.com.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're playing a little game called the Best Friends Game here, and you have a chance to win a prize, and we're going to play around in the room here so that you can see who maybe you think the most like, because if you play with us and you say, oh, I think like Betty, and you match your answer with Betty, then you will win a prize, okay? You'll win two prizes, actually. So here we go. I'm going to start off. This is for Betty and Gavin. Okay. And what we do is I give them a question and then give them 3 seconds to say their answer, and hopefully it matches. This is a little bit, because Gavin doesn't get to talk a lot about sports here on the show, so I thought I'd give him a little... a little taste of this, of Betty. So do your best, okay?
Okay.
Best friends game. The best sport not involving a ball.
Oh,
best
give me
sport
a...
not involving a ball.
Okay.
Okay? 3, 2, 1.
Hockey? Trampoline.
did you say trampoline?
I didn't know what else to say. I couldn't think of anything that didn't involve a ball.
That's fair. That's a tough question.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go NASCAR for sure.
I could have said like Formula One.
Yeah, and you went hockey. Yeah. So, okay. They are definitely not alike.
That's so funny.
Gavin, let's go with your question for me and Betty.
Okay, for the two of you, when it comes to a band, which member is the most integral part of the band?
Okay. Mm. You know what you should say.
I know what I should say.
I know.
Come on. Okay, ready? I'm going to count us down. 3, 2, 1.
Bass player.
No!
You can't say the bass player. Yes! He can be easily replaced.
No, bass players are not a dime a dozen. They make the band. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.
I feel like
boom.
I could do that.
Yeah, see, like, if it, without that, the song's nothing without the
bass player. The bass player is nothing without the lead singer.
I disagree. As a bass player, I disagree. Okay, so Betty Rock and I are not best friends. All right, Betty Rock, your question for me and Gavin.
All right, so mine has to do with something that also Gavin doesn't get to talk much about, and that is Harry Potter.
Wow. Oh, no.
What a day this is.
All right, Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff. Which group... is the best.
Okay, it's called a house, I believe.
Which house is the best?
Thanks for trying.
3, 2, 1.
Hufflepuff.
I was going to say Gryffindor. I was so blown away that you said that.
It's the funnest one to say.
It is. It sounds cute.
That's totally
be a little
fair.
Hufflepuff.
I know nothing about any of what has just been said. All of those words have no connotation or meaning to me whatsoever.
I figured I should tell you the names because you would have just thrown one
could
out
not.
Yeah. Oh, open air. Yeah.
If you had said that, I would not have been able to pull one out.
Right.
So, okay, so none of us are best friends, but you've learned a little bit about each of us. So now is your chance to play 855-33-WAY-FM. Just tell us who you think you're going to match up with here, and we'll play the game. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have Shira on with us, and Shira, you are going to play the Best Friends game. Now, the way this works is I'm going to give everybody a category here, and we're going to all write down our answers. And if you match with one of us, you will win a prize. If you match with the person that you think you're most like, you will win two prizes. So who on the show do you think you're the most like, Shira?
Probably Betty.
Okay, so you think like Betty. Here we go. Here's your question. Don't shout out your answer. Give us a second to write down. What is a unique pet other than a dog or a cat? The normal thing. So more like an exotic pet that you think would be cool to own. So Shira, you think about that. No dogs or cats. What would be a really weird, odd, unique pet? Gavin and Betty, get your answers down.
Okay.
I've got mine. Okay. Shira, you think you're like Betty. So what answer do you think that Betty would have said?
Reptile.
A reptile. Snake. So like, okay, a snake or maybe we'll even give you a lizard. We'll give you a reptile as a category. Gavin, what did you say?
I actually said chameleon. I had an uncle who had one back in the day. I thought the thing was awesome.
Really? Like reptile people freak me out, to be honest with you. Well, here's the good news, Shira. You just won one prize, okay? So ooh, that's good. I said kangaroo because I just want to see how much it can carry in its pouch, like maybe me. Betty Rock, now, Shira says she thinks like you. What did you say?
I said raccoon.
Oh, yes. There's so many Instagram videos of people owning raccoons now. Yeah, so it didn't work out for two prizes, but the good news is you and Gavin can go get reptiles together and you win a prize.
Cool.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I can't imagine being a female celebrity today, especially with the way social media and the internet have made it. It made it possible for anyone with a brain to share an opinion on anything or anyone 24/7, regardless of other people's feelings.
I get that. Yeah, we all get to sit there and be judge and jury anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you will say online, many times you will not say to somebody if you are sitting across from them at a table.
Exactly.
You know? And it's tough when you're a celebrity. Yeah, you definitely have to deal with that.
Right. Internet trolls and paparazzi make it impossible for celebrities like Selena Gomez to ever take her eyes off her appearance and live up to the world's standards of beauty. But in a recent video posted on Instagram that was shot right before she devours her order from the popular fast food chain Jack in the Box.
Oh.
She opened up about her thoughts on the matter and how she doesn't care to live up to others' expectations anymore.
You're too small. You're too big. That doesn't fit. I am perfect the way I am.
And good for her, yeah. Because I know that she's battled with this along with many other people that have actually gone under surgery to get it corrected. So I'm glad that she's coming into self assurance that she is okay how she is.
Like, I believe that if you are not happy with the way you look, you know, do something about it. Like, absolutely. Like, you feel this. You look in the mirror and you're like, you know what? I want to change this. I want to lose some pounds. I want to do it healthy. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think where it gets dangerous, especially for young women and young celebrities, is when their opinion of themselves comes from what other people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like her, you're too thin, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that. Like, I think that's where it gets dangerous because then it gets twisted in your head and you might be perfectly fine. And you would have been perfectly fine if you were working at, you know, the Dollar General and happy with your life because people weren't telling you how you're supposed to look. That's not their case. And it definitely, you forget, they are people with actual real human emotions, and
right,
it messes with them.
But I do think that there are certain expectations that women are put under that men are not. Like, women are told that they need to be graceful and kind always and patient, whereas men can just, you know, bulldoze anybody in their path and they're considered a leader.
Right.
And so I think it's hard because we do have thoughts, we do have opinions, but if we share those and show any type of anger or opinion, then it's looked on as being too forceful and too terrible.
Sure. There you go. Yeah, it's a double standard for sure. Right. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for your least of these. And thank you, Lady Rock.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and God is all around us, and I love when you get to see glimpses of it and through people's lives and things like that. Like, newly minted Masters champion Scottie Scheffler is using this platform to glorify God in his golf career. This is the Masters theme song. Who knew it had a theme song? Gavin did.
It sounds like the intro to like tithing, like passing the
yes,
passing yeah. the plates at church.
Yeah, or a Bob Ross special. It's
it
great.
Does, yeah.
But golf is supposed to be calm, and I'm very calm right now. He says, man, this all goes back to my faith, Scheffler said, after being asked how he balances his desire to golf competitively without letting it define him as a person. He says, the reason I play golf is I'm trying to glorify God and all that he's done in my life. It's great because his wife, Meredith, he said that she told him this morning before the game, the match, he says, if you win this golf tournament today or if you lose this golf tournament by 10 strokes, if you never win another golf tournament again, I'm still going to love you, and you're still going to be the same person. Jesus loves you. Nothing has changed.
Wow.
Now go out and bring Mama home a green jacket.
She didn't say that.
And the purse for winning the Masters is not too small either.
Yeah, and he says, you know, all I'm trying to do is glorify God, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm in this position. And so the mystery of being in God's will is something I think a lot of people wonder about, and sometimes we struggle with. And this is it in a nutshell. You know, he has a platform to use his influence, and if his goal is to glorify God no matter what, that is finding God's will for your life. Whether you win, whether you lose, mm-hmm. you know, whether you're at the right college, whether you're not, whether you've gotten married, whether you haven't, whether you are a mom, whether you're not, like, all of that stuff is what surrounds being in God's will.
Well, and it's exactly what the Bible said. You know, there's the peace that passes understanding. So right. in those times where you don't have any control or you don't know what the outcome is, when you have that right relationship with God, it just makes it easier to accept.
Yeah, so when you're living truly in His will and that's your goal, the byproduct is sometimes some cool things happen, like winning the Masters.
Woo!
Because that platform gets elevated, you know, but the most important thing is finding our goal to be serving God at the point wherever He has us now. And that is how you find that elusive contentment that we all seem to seek.
I feel like we were in a sermon series or something.
Yeah.
This does not sound like a golf tournament.
I know, but that's how God works. He uses things, He uses anything and everything to get people's attention, and that's going to do it for God stuff. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you've ever looked in the mirror and thought, huh, that nose looks bigger than I thought it was, you know, like, you might deal with some insecurities. I think it's normal for everybody. It is weird, though, to me. I think men and women have sometimes similar insecurities, but a lot of times we struggle in different areas, you know, men and women particularly.
Yeah, I would say with women, a lot of insecurities come from how we look physically to others. And we worry about some things that we're insecure about. We feel like everybody is probably noticing on us as well. And especially, too, if you are single, you're trying to think, I don't want to be insecure. You're thinking, I got to make sure that I have my full face on, you know, before a guy can see me.
Because the craziest thing is, I think what men and women both respond to a lot of times is not arrogance, but confidence. Confident people, like if I'd known this in high school, I would have probably done better, but confidence actually carries, it makes you carry yourself differently and can overcome some of the insecurities, you know?
For sure. I found this list that was put together of the top things that women typically feel insecure about, but it turns out that guys actually don't care at all. Like, they don't even think about it. Even care. One of those was freckles.
Oh, yeah. Freckles are cute.
Yeah.
Freckles tend to be cute. I think we're taught they're cute when you're young.
Right.
But as you mature and get older, you're supposed to have a blemish-free face.
Do you have freckles at all? Like, I can't see with your hat.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I do.
Yeah, you have a couple.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you should. They're cute. Freckles are great.
Thank you. Another one is stretch marks or cellulite.
Yeah.
So this list is saying that a lot of guys don't care. Okay. They don't really notice.
I've got my own stretch marks.
Yeah.
And they just want you to be you. They're not going to point it out.
Really? Well, no, you're not going to point it out.
No.
No, 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 no. You might care about it. You ain't going to point it out.
Well, another thing, and this is something that I mentioned earlier, your face without makeup. A lot of women, I know myself, I don't feel confident walking into Target, even Walmart of all places, if I don't have something on my face.
Even like a basic regiment of makeup.
Like yeah, something. At least like basic stage one.
Okay, all right. So you're not going out to find a man makeup, but like, yeah, just a little bit of eyeshadow or something. Not even that, like eyeliner.
I was thinking like maybe at least concealer and chapstick.
Okay, so really low, but okay.
Right, I said base one.
Yeah, okay.
It's Walmart.
Yeah. You know, I do think that's interesting because I think a lot of women, they tend to do lots of makeup. And maybe that's what society tells them is beautiful or what have you. But then there are some women that you see them without it. Like, you look better, like natural.
Well, that's because sometimes we walk in with no makeup and then people ask us, are you sick? Are you not feeling well? What's wrong?
Right.
And I am speaking from personal experience.
Are you?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
I'll talk to Gavin about that.
No, no, no. Also, we spend way too much on, when it comes to makeup, when it comes to any kind of face wash, and dyeing our hair.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. I am curious though, like the insecurities that you have as a woman, has anybody ever said something to you that just kind of made your day and it made you a little less insecure? Or what could somebody say that would be a good thing to hear when you kind of are struggling with the things that, you know, you're insecure about? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your perspective on this as a lady, because I think Gavin and I could learn things. And if nothing else, learn what...
I know.
Like what A, not to say, and B, how to make life better.
Love
for
it.
Like our significant others. 855-33-WAY-FM. As a woman, what is something that someone has said to you that made you feel a little bit less insecure about something that you were dealing with?
Well, just recently we were all at a friend's house having dinner, and the topic of our age came up. And when I stated my age, which was the oldest one in the room, the comment that I got was, oh my gosh, I need to know your skincare routine as soon as possible.
Oh, that's really good.
So that did lift me up a little bit.
So what is your face regimen?
Betty Rock's asking for a friend.
I am.
Oh, yeah. It is super simple. I use just a basic face wash you can get anywhere, like Walmart, Target. And I kind of feel like it's because I don't wear a lot of makeup. I simply just focus on lotions or, you know, certain oils or whatever for my face.
My wife worries about wrinkles. That's been her latest insecurity that kind of came up, I guess, as she got a little bit older. And to me, I'm like, it's just part of life. Like, I got gray hair and, you know, I don't think twice about that. But the wrinkles on her face don't bother me. It's kind of like it's life. It's a long life lived and a lot of laugh lines because we laugh. See?
There you go. Yeah. But see, that's something that maybe can help someone who's listening and is feeling insecure about their wrinkles. You know, their husband probably doesn't care at all.
No, no. It's like rings on a tree. It just shows you the life you've lived.
Okay, you should have stopped. Yeah, you should have stopped talking.
All right, well, now I have to stop, but you don't. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that somebody said to you that made you a little less insecure about some of the stuff that you deal with? 855-33-WAY-FM. Is there something that somebody has ever said to you that made you feel a little less insecure? Because it's easy to make someone feel insecure, but a less insecure.
So it was actually my orthodontist. I had braces for 5 years, so I'm super insecure with just the lining of my teeth. And he was pretty much just like, your teeth are super straight. Like, this is the best I've seen in a long time. And it, like, made my year.
Did you get your braces as an adult?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got my braces when I was 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
How long did you have to have them for?
5 years, and I had 3 surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you went through a lot of hardship to get those straight teeth. So I'm sure that meant a lot to you to hear him say that.
Yes. Yes, yeah, when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I've made it.
It's worth it, yeah, like all the pain and the time and the money.
Well, make sure to wear your retainer at night. That's very important.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, because you Thank can undo you. It. I have a tooth that sits back now because I refuse to wear my retainer at night, and so I basically just took all that money that my parents spent and just threw it away.
You had braces?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're talking about being insecure.
I didn't know you had had braces.
Yes, when I was a kid, like almost
really?
Every kid has braces, yeah. Because you're like, to look at you now, you couldn't tell it, horse teeth.
I didn't say that. I just didn't know.
This was designed to make people feel better, and Betty's making me feel worse.
Okay. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.